Hello, greetings. Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. It is a delight to have you with us. I am Claire Savary, and with me today is...
Anna Mangan. Good evening, good afternoon. Hello, good morning.
I feel like you sound Australian when you say that.
I know, g'day.
That's one for all our Australian listeners right there.
They just all tuned out, didn't they? Like, that was the worst Australian accent I've ever heard.
Well, anyway, back to England, because we have some exciting breaking English news, Anna.
I love this. The exclusivity of this is very exciting, isn't it?
Well, I say the England, but really, it's pretty much all of Slimming World land, if that was allowed to be a planet or a country. Because you may remember that, I can't remember if it was last year, actually, but very recently, Slimming World announced two very different type of awards called Icons of the Year. There are two people who win this. And we are very excited that barely a week into his holding of such title, one of the icons of 2026, Ray Brown, is on the podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're excited to meet you. So it's fresh off the press. I imagine it's been quite a big secret to keep this one in the last few weeks, right?
Yes, it has. It's been very, I've had to be very sneaking around and trying not to tell anyone everything, even though it's a massive thing to be able to tell everyone, but I just can't tell anyone yet. But no, I've told my friends and family, the closest ones to me, but yeah, it's been hard to keep it secret.
Wow. And I bet such a warm and welcoming reception, as always is, you know, with Slimmer World community. I mean, for people who haven't yet caught up with your story and your news, where's a good place to begin, Ray? I mean, is it worth rewinding the clock to maybe set the scene of what life was like for you before you joined Slimming World?
Yeah, I suppose it would be before Slimming World. I was obviously at my heaviest. I was extremely large. I think it was 24 stone, something like that. And yeah, just everything was hard. Doing anything was difficult. I'd wake up with creaky knees and creaky ankles and get out of breath going up and down stairs and things like that. And then just decided I needed to make a change. Me and my wife, now wife, we decided we need to make a change. So we joined our local group, and then from there it just went on.
So you make that sound so simple that you decided to do it and the weight came off. But I'm sure there's that grey bit in the middle because you've lost over 12 stone. Is that right?
All in all, probably over 12 stone, but on Slimming World, 11 and a half stone. But yeah, it's definitely a roller coaster. There's been definite ups and downs, some massive ups. I think one Christmas I put on a stone, and then it took me about 5 months to get rid of that stone. But then suddenly it clicked and it started coming down. But then obviously there's weeks where you go up a little bit and then you go down, and it's just generally a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, we found that, Claire, haven't we? We have made an art form out of the roller coaster. So take us back to how life was pre-Slimming World. What were things that were challenges to you compared to what they are now? I mean, you said going up the stairs and being breathless, but
yeah, just general movement and trying to do things. When I was younger, I liked to be active and things like that, but it was just even harder when I was older, and with that level of weight on, it was hard to do things. Just going for a general walk around the block was tricky. Just generally being there for my family was tough.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess you're a teacher as well. You're a primary school teacher. So yeah, That's probably quite, you've got to be chasing after small people quite a lot, keeping them all in check. Is that quite a demanding, active job? You know,
it can be definitely really tricky to do, to chase after them. And then you're obviously going up and down, bending down at the tables, going down on the carpet with them and things like that. It was very tricky to do. And so whenever I have to set my class up in the, at the start of the year, I'd have to think about, can I get through that space? Can I move around the children at that point in time? And there was obviously some fear sometimes of when I would sit on chairs that they might not be able to take my weight on those chairs as well, because they are very small chairs.
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing that made you think, hang on a sec, I need to do something about this? I mean, we've heard from people on the podcast who said they went to go and see their doctor. You know, they got the health check and that was the reality check, I suppose, for them. We've had other people who've talked about getting married or big birthdays. What was the thing that made you go, no, that's it. I'm going to do something about this now. I need a change in my life.
One of the major things for myself and my wife was that we saw ourselves in a photo and didn't really recognize ourselves. Like, obviously, you got your own eyes and you don't really see yourself that way in the mirror. But when we saw it in a photo, it was like, wow, we're quite large. So we needed to go and do something about it. And then to give me my why for doing it as well was that we were going to get married. Well, I was planning to propose and get married. And so I didn't want to be in my wedding photos in a suit and looking very large and uncomfortable. So that was my why that kept me going, really.
And do you feel good now, healthy now, like 12?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I feel like 20 years younger, basically. I can run around and do things. I've started running. I go running once a week with my friend. I walk most days. So yeah, I definitely just feel like I've got a lot more energy to do things.
Incredible.
And did you do Slimming World together then, you and your wife? You joined a group together and you've been on that journey. How's that been working? Are you quite competitive or are you actually quite nice and supportive? Well, how's this going down?
I'm nice and supportive, but she's quite competitive. But I kept losing, and she was up and down a lot. So then the competition just kind of stopped and we were just both supporting each other, really.
So we probably need to talk about the wedding day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tell us, we heard a little rumour that some members of your family didn't recognise you on your own wedding day. Tell us more.
Yes, they did. Obviously, we came through onto the where we were getting married at our vow renewal. And then afterwards, when I was just talking to family, one of my aunties came up to me and said, she didn't even realise who you were. I was like, who was that person? Because I changed so much. It was crazy. So many people came up to me and was like, you look completely different. You look like a whole different person. So yeah, it was wild.
How do you feel psychologically? Because this is what always fascinates me, being a consultant, but also a slimmer myself, like how your mind changes through the process, like how you view yourself, how you view food and alcohol. How would you say your mind has changed through the process?
It's taken a long time for me to recognize myself in the mirror, really, because obviously you go through many, many years being large and things like that, and that's just what your mind, that's the picture that's in your head. But it's taken me a while. I'm starting to get used to seeing the person I'm seeing now in the mirror and realizing that's actually me. But it took a while to happen. In terms of food was always something that I loved. Obviously, being large anyway, I loved food all the time. So it was just more about reshaping what I did with that food and cooking it in different ways and still making sure I had the things I wanted to eat, but just making it fit with the program so that I could continue to see what I wanted to see and to go on the journey that I wanted to go on.
My God, I love that. Changing the things that you eat, just like tweaking them so that you could see what you wanted to see. That's such a good way of putting it, because I think sometimes when we go on a weight loss journey, it's the fear of missing out on all the things we've loved to become a person that we're hoping to be. But you seem like you've enjoyed the process. Is that fair to say?
Yes, definitely enjoyed it. I cook a lot more now. I've gone through a process of thinking about the takeaways that I like and saying, can I make that similar friendly? And I have. I do lots of Turkish meals now because we like to go out for Turkish food, but now I do that at home, doing healthier versions of barbecue food and things like that. So, and the home cooking that I used to get when I was with my mum and dad, I would try to tweak all those recipes so I can still have the things that I enjoy, but obviously make it fit with how I want to be now and how I want to eat.
So, you know, people who are listening here, like, and thinking that, right, all right, so how are we doing like that? Is that something you just decided to think about, right, I've just got to swap how I cook it. I still want the flavours, but I've got to take the oil out. Like, how do you go on that journey for someone who's listening and thinking, I love a kebab, I love a chippy. How did you make that fit?
So, yeah, it is basically just looking at the recipes and seeing what things are fit with Slimming World, the speed and the free, and obviously the spices and things like that, because I like spicy food. I like seasoning my food and making it taste really nice. And just keeping that part of it and just cooking it, obviously, with spray oil rather than using deep fat frying and things like that, and just making sure that it fits with what we want to see and what we want to do, because it still has the flavour. It's just cooked slightly different.
Love that. So inspiring.
So what was for tea tonight, out of interest?
Tonight was an old classic of the pizza top chicken. That was one of the first meals that we made when we started Slimming World, and we were like, is that supposed to be a healthy meal? And it was just delicious, so we did the classic that, and we had it with sweet potato fries and a large salad on the side, so yeah.
Oh, it's one of my all-time favorite meals because you're getting the hit of protein, but you're getting that cheesy crispiness on top. Oh, and anything's better. As anybody who knows me on the podcast, anything's better with potatoes. Potatoes and cheese are better.
I agree. Warm, melty cheese on. I mean, I just put it on some rice today.
Oh, I do like cheese and rice. I think it's a dish that isn't eaten enough. Cheese and rice, don't you? I feel like I want a campaign.
Back in the day when I was going out, and you know that like 1, 2 in the morning after you've had a few ciders and you maybe need some dirty carbs to eat, it used to be chips, cheese, and mayonnaise. So one of the things I wanted to learn when I started food optimizing was how can I have and satisfy my chips, cheese, and mayonnaise cravings when I need to? And you know, and it's there's always a way around these things, isn't there?
Oh, definitely, yeah, there is.
Did you satisfy it with the rice then? That what is that? I'm imagining you now because that feels like it's a carby hit, but I'm thinking add the chips as well. Is that a swap you made, Claire? Because I could just.
I mean, I love carbs in all form. Not gonna lie, that kind of
I
works for me.
like to double carb wherever possible.
You said the other week that you triple
I
carbed.
did. I triple carb tonight as well. I was really proud of myself for the triple carbing. I had spaghetti bolognese with chips and then homemade garlic bread. I mean, I feel like a professional carber right now.
This is like more than double denim.
It's like double denim on steads, isn't it?
With a denim hat.
But you know what? Like I always say, and Ray, I don't know if you found this, but when you find the joy in the free food and the food that you're eating, it makes the process enjoyable, possible, but more important than that, sustainable. That you can lose weight and keep it off because this isn't something that's tormenting you and you're waiting for it to end. You're enjoying it along the way. Do you think that enjoyment through the food has really helped you?
Absolutely, because no food is off limit. You just have to obviously think about how much you're going to have of it and make sure you obviously stay within your SWIPs of what you're having. But no food is off limit. You can always have what you want. It's not like you have to restrict yourself from things and say, I can't have that or never have that. You can have it as much as you want when you want it, and you can just have to make sure that you plan it into how you're going to do it. Planning's been a massive thing for me and my wife to get us to where we need to be to make sure we keep on track of what we're doing.
So, as a teacher, I can imagine planning is something that you have to do for work. How did that then translate to the weight loss journey? Is it something you found easy? Is it something that you've really had to kind of work at?
Well, I'm always a planner. I always like to do planning things. I went on a Disney holiday and I put a massive spreadsheet together of how we're going to attack the parks and what times we've got to get there. So I do like planning things. So
Yeah, my husband.
every
Yeah,
Thursday
my husband.
after our groups, I will get my spreadsheet out and look at what I plan to do, because I do a plan of the whole of a month of food I want to do. And then it will change throughout the month as I get to the point where I want to eat it, but I tend to put it all together and then I do my shopping list and go shopping on the Friday, do the Friday big shop, and then just keep going and planning through, just motoring through the weeks.
Hang
Can you
on a
see?
sec. I've got, wait, I mean, I love a spreadsheet, Anna. You know I love a spreadsheet. Are we colour coordinating? Are we using macros? I mean, have we got formulas? What are we doing here? Are like a speed free food got a different colour? This is incredible.
I haven't gone that deep yet. I haven't gone to macros and formulas yet. It's just colours for different things. So maybe if I'm going out that week or we're going out somewhere, I'll put a different colour on it. Or if there's a birthday, I'll use different colours and things like that. Or if I know that the daughter's working, so I'll put her in a colour saying she doesn't need dinner that day and things like that. So it just tends to just keeps me going and keeps me online of what I've got it. And then I'll stick it up on the fridge so I know what's happening throughout the week and cross it off as we go through.
What we need to see a photo of this on the fridge. This needs to go on our Instagram account. I mean, we've had people, Anna, haven't we, who sent us emails of drawings, of their vision boards. Never have we ever had anybody on the podcast who has sent us a photo of their spreadsheet of a month's food plan. That is incredible.
I mean, literally, the envy in Claire's eyes right now, if you could see her, is astounding. And have you got like a rolling spreadsheet? So you're like, right, on Wednesday, the 4th of November, we had fajitas. I love that. So I'm going to import that. Like, have you made it like. Oh,
Sometimes I'll cut and paste meals or cut and paste weeks that maybe we've had a good loss on that week. I'll take that week and put it into another week. Or I've got months and months of the spreadsheet, so I can go back to like last year, January, and say, oh, we had this food then. Maybe we'll try that again, because as we go through the year, then obviously our foods that we like change and things like that. So I might just tweak it around and take bits from other places and put it together to create the next month's plan.
You know, I'm just picturing our listeners being like, right, what's his highest loss? Can he post the week? What are we doing? Because literally, isn't that, and I don't know if you found this in group, this is what I see with all my members, like, when they hear how someone does something that is granting them great weight losses, they're like, right, let me get into that. So I think that level of planning is why you're, you know, part of the reason you're 12 stone lighter, isn't it? Because you've made a commitment for it to be a priority, and planning and shopping like that must be something that's really helped.
Yeah, it has definitely, because it just keeps you on track to know what you're going to eat and when you're going to eat it. Obviously, you can have your healthy extras around it and your snacks and things around it, but as long as I know what my breakfast, lunch and dinner is going to be, I know that they're going to be on plan. I can then add in other little things on top of that and make sure that I swip those to make sure that I'm getting what I would like to have as well as what I need to have.
And this way is why you are an icon. This is why.
Clearly. I mean, what's really interesting is this removes emotion out of it and looks at it from a data point of view, which is sometimes something that so many of us we find really hard to separate. Our eating habits are wrapped up in how we feel without us even realizing that. I mean, had you been a planner before you did Slimming Worlds, like on this level?
Not really on this level. I might plan like a week's food, but then on the day I probably, oh, I don't feel like cooking that today, let's get a takeaway, or I don't want to have that, I'll do something that's easier from the freezer and things like that. So, but now I tend to do the plan and then I'll stick to that, and if I do want to tweak it and change it, I'll make sure that I tweak it a little bit so it fits with what I want to have. And if it's something I then need to swip or put into my calculator and things like that, I'll do that to make sure it fits with where we want to go.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a batch cookerer? This is my
Method.
Okay. Is this something that helps you? Okay.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I like to meal prep on a Sunday. That's my meal prepping day. I'll do our lunches for the week. And then if we're doing like a chili or something, I'll cook that on the Sunday. So then that's ready to go after work, because that's the point where you come in from work, you're tired and you're like, oh, now I've got to stand in front of the stove and cook something. But if I've already got it cooked, I know I'm going to have the things that are good and helpful to me, rather than then putting something quick and easy and that's not, maybe not be as good for me.
This is such a brilliant behaviour change. And this is what we talk about, isn't it? It's changing those behaviours to actually allow you the freedom to lose weight and keep it off. That's so inspiring. Do you get joy out of doing it? Like, is your Sunday like the day that you find like, right, I'm getting prepped, I'm getting organised, and that gives me comfort for the rest of the week?
Yeah, I do. I definitely enjoy doing my cooks and lunch on Sunday, especially if I'm making sure I've got, or I'm trying a new recipe, I'll make sure I love doing that and I'll cook that. And then I'll make sure that's in my tubs ready to go. Some go in the freezer so I can defrost them later on in the week. And then I'll get the dinners ready. So now I know that when I come home on a Wednesday, my dinner's already ready. I just have to reheat it. And then I don't have to think about slaving away in the kitchen and doing things like that.
Genius.
Wow. So let's also talk about clothes then, because I imagine losing that amount of weight, you must have seriously had to change your fashion sense. how was that like for you? Because, I mean, I guess with a wedding, that's a whole different experience of getting a fitted suit, maybe, that's matching other people. Where are you at with, like, the joy of wearing clothes or shopping? Not that you might be a naturist, I don't know. but, you know, do you like wearing clothes? I mean, what a weird question to ask on a podcast. I told you this could go anyway. Well, how do you feel?
Just to let everybody know, Ray is actually, well, what we can see of Ray, he looks like he's fully dressed and exceptionally stylish. I mean, I can only see his pecs, but, you know, you look like you've got clothes on, Ray.
Whoa, he's got a shirt on.
I am fully dressed.
So am I, by the way.
I don't know what that question was, but do you like clothes?
I am finding myself liking going shopping. I didn't used to like that before, because obviously I'd go into the shops and I wouldn't be able to find anything that would fit me. But now I can go into the shops, and if there's something I would like to get and like to wear, I will be able to buy it and take it straight off the rack. And I'm trying to come up, find a new style. It's taken a while. I'm trying to find out what I like to wear, and there's been some clangers of things I put on, but I'm generally coming up with a style now that is more me, rather than things that that I could find just to fit me, that I can now find things that I can put a fashion towards and put a style towards it now.
And do you like that? Is that a fun thing?
It is fun now. I didn't used to like going shopping, but now I don't mind going shopping now to try and find different items and things like that to fit in with what the style I'm trying to portray now.
And maybe being a naturist is something that's to come with your newfound confidence. chance of losing all this work, you know.
Well, you never know, you never know.
Update us next year, a year on from Michael.
This is what you don't get in the Slimming World magazine, is what we always say on this podcast. They'd never publish that. I wondered, though, like that idea about sometimes when I was, you know, 5 stone heavier, I wanted to be invisible. I didn't really want people to look at me. So I wore stretchy pants, black leggings. I wore a lot of black. And there's almost been this shift, even in like the last few months, as I've settled down into my target weight of like, oh, I've made it and now I get to stay here. This is really strange. I've just started to slowly find the fun in wearing nice bright clothes. Like today, I've got some bright red trousers on. I would never walk around in red trousers because I had this thing that if I wore everything black, I would look slimmer. I'm breaking out of those old patterns to be like, I've arrived and everyone's going to look at me. That kind of invisibility, I suppose. Was that something that you ever felt, Ray?
Yes, I always used to try to blend in. Sometimes I'd like a flowery shirt that was a bit colourful, but that would just be to try and obviously everyone to look more at the shirt rather than look at me. But now I like to put adding colour and like to add style to things. Like my wedding suit that I wore was rust orange trousers with a blue tweed jacket. So that really stood out. So I really enjoyed that and picking those things and saying, yeah, that's what I want to wear. And I'm going to wear that and feel proud to be in that.
Love that. That's such an important thing, feeling proud, isn't it? I think for many of us, when we struggled with our weight, we didn't feel proud of ourselves for so many reasons. And actually being able to be proud of the way you look is incredible, but also the changes you've made, that must make you really proud too.
Yes, it definitely does. It's changes I made, it made me feel 10 times taller. And just people coming up to me and saying things like, you look so different, you look amazing, and things like that. It's really just makes my head get a bit too big sometimes.
What are the kids at school like?
Exactly, I thought that.
Yeah, like what? How? Because kids are so frank, aren't they, and so honest. Like they say things. How have they responded to the newfound teaching?
Well, the new kids that I'm teaching, because I've got pictures, my old class photos on the wall of me throughout the years from when I started teaching, and they look at the pictures and they look at me and like, was that you? I was like, yes, and obviously quite like massive in those pictures, and that doesn't look like you. But I was like, it is me. I've just lost a little bit of weight. And then I've had older students come back into school and they've had to do a double take. And it's like, is that Mr. Brown, really? And because they look completely different to when they last saw me before they left school. So, yeah, it's completely different.
And, you know, I was just thinking back to that. You were saying, you know, when you set up your classroom at the beginning of the year, how do you feel now when you do that? Are you like, right, I can slither through this little gap and I'm going to sit on that little chair? Like, what happens now?
Yeah, now the tables can be closer together. I can wiggle in and out of different things. It's a lot easier to set up my tables and move around the room now. And I think that's better for the kids because they get to see me more rather than me just standing at the front of the side thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to get through that gap, so I can't really go and help them. I can now get in really close to them, get down on their level and be a better teacher for it, really.
Oh, I love that. Because kids like to be low down. I'm always on the floor. I'm like, come on, can we get up to mummy's level? So that must give you a sense of freedom as well in your teaching.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it means I can just do what I need to do and feel comfortable doing it within the classroom.
And what about confidence as well? Because the notes that we were passed, someone here had written on the notes saying that at lunchtimes you used to hide away in the staff room, whereas now you're out playing football with the kids. There's almost like being that kind of shift from you from being quite shy and reserved to just feeling a little bit more outgoing and confident.
Yeah, absolutely. I do feel more confident within the classroom setting and being out in school. I still sometimes stay in my classroom to just do my work, but I will happily go into the staff room and have a conversation with people, heat my food up in there. And then, yeah, I'll go out onto the playground to just wander around with the kids. And I do extra clubs after school just to play football and do different sports with the kids after school because I've got that energy now and that confidence to be out there with them.
Oh, I love that. I bet that when you go in the staff room to warm up your lunch, they're all like, hang on, what's Ray on? What week of the spreadsheet are we on? And what is he done so well? I bet you're like the talk of the staff room. Yeah.
I get lots of compliments about my food and how it smells so nice. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still trying to get my head around that spreadsheet because I'm thinking like, you know, we're going to chat with some people who are doing the Slimmer World, the part of the Slimmer World marathon team coming up. My husband is also doing London Marathon, so I have to be on top of everything in terms of his training because it's all he talks about. If you have someone who's done a marathon in your life, you'll know what I mean. But that kind of detail of like a 16-week training plan or a 12-week training plan, imagine if you did like a 16-week spreadsheet, like an accountant synced it up with a countdown or something like that. Wow, that'd be amazing. You have to have a pie chart or like a graph to go with it, wouldn't you, to kind of document the results that associated with that.
I mean, this could go for hours. I have a wonderful member who has spreadsheeted her meal plans for a long time, and she won icon in one of the groups because of the spreadsheet love, because she made sure in every week there is at least 2 cheese toasties, and people really, really bonded with her organisation, but also how it gave her the freedom and the weight losses it granted her. So I am all about the weight loss from spreadsheets. As a consultant, I think it's a genius move. Genius.
Oh, so what's next then for you, Ray? You mentioned that you're out running now. What is the next few years looking like? Have you set yourself new challenges?
I haven't quite set myself a new challenge yet. I'm still thinking about where I want to go, but I just want to continue as I am, staying at my target, and also just keeping the active lifestyle going and keep moving and moving different things. My friend this time just talked me into doing half marathons and things, but I'm not onto that yet. I'm willing to find the love of running at the minute. At the minute, I enjoy it, but I don't love it.
Oh, not this time of year.
No, this time of year it's very cold and very hard to want to get out early in the morning and do it.
Ray, your forte is publishing a spreadsheet. This is what I feel is in your future, darling.
It'd be an easy activity. Maybe you could be a mammal. You know what a mammal is?
No.
A middle-aged man in lycra.
Oh.
A cyclist. That's what they basically are.
I have done cycling as well. I do cycling sometimes as well.
I love the way we transform you from a nudist now to lycra. This podcast is just basic.
Nobody is ever going to want to be a guest on this podcast ever again for fear of what on earth I might ask. Oh, clearly, this rice and cheese has just gone to my head.
It has.
So, Ray, now that you are an award winner with Slimming World, it means you're going to have to go to the ball, the Oscars, all of this. Are you prepared for the amount of sequins and sparkle and, I don't know, ball gowns?
I'm on the lookout for a sparkly suit at the minute, trying to see, because I want to be involved in the sparkles too.
Excellent.
Yes. I saw a gentleman one year that went in a full like silver and black sequined tuxedo and then had sparkly shoes too. It's the one night of the year, especially as you're getting you're a title winner, you just need to go all out. I would be, you can't see Ray, but he's got a beautifully polished head, and I would be sparkling that up, babe. I'm the beard. Do you know what I mean?
There might be some glitter in the beard and things like that.
Nights, you know.
Yeah.
It's such an incredible experience, though. I think if you've never been before, to walk into that room and your success to be celebrated, you are just lap up every second of it because you're so deserving.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
And obviously, congratulations to Poppy as well, who is the other Slimming World icon, of which you mentioned that you've done a magazine shoot together. How was that? What's a magazine shoot like? Only us guys can fantasize about that, Ray.
Yeah, it was crazy. I walked straight in, and then I was taken to the wardrobe area where there was loads of clothes laid out for me to try on to see what outfits would work best. And then once we did get that in place, then it was just standing in front of the camera and smiling a lot. My cheeks hurt a lot by the end of it because I was just constantly smiling and doing all sorts of different movements to try and get the different kind of photos. But it was an amazing day doing the whole thing. It was brilliant.
Nice. And probably quite good to actually do it with somebody else so that then, you know, you can kind of turn to each other and go, are we really here? Are we really doing this?
Yeah, it was very good to have people around us. My wife came with me and my consultant was there as well with her husband as well, with her partner, sorry, should I say. And yeah, we were all there and they were all just cheering us on. And it was a really, really exciting and good day, even though it was out of my comfort zone. Never done anything like that before, but by the end of it, apparently I was a model. So.
Oh, I love this. What a turnaround in confidence then to be able to do that. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
And so what's the name of your wife and also your consultant? Let's give them a shout out too, because they've obviously been big supporters of you.
So my wife is Amy Brown. Amy Brown now. Yeah, we've been married 2 years now. And my consultant is Leanne. Yeah, she's brilliant. She's massive motivation as well. Always thinking in the back of my head, what would Leanne say whenever I'm doing something? And what would the group say? So yeah, she makes the group what something that we want to continue going back and back for, or we would have stopped a long time ago, but she makes us want to keep coming back.
Oh, love that.
What's the best advice that you ever received in group?
Best advice was to plan everything. Keep a plan in place, and that will help you, because without the plan, it's easier to fail without a plan in place.
Hope isn't a strategy. That's what I always say. Hope is not a strategy. You need a plan.
It is not. Right. Well, I'm still just taking in how many silly things I've said in this podcast. However, I also now I'm opening up Google Sheets and I'm going to start a spreadsheet. You know, it just really makes you think, doesn't it, about how much weight we give to food. You know, when we talk about it from socializing, from emotions, from a fuel point, from a nutrition point, but actually just thinking of like our plan as data. Because I can't remember which page it is, Anna, but my fab first week, is that still in the packs? I know it was in last year's pack, but...
It is still in the pack. It really is beautifully written in the pack. And you know what? I could tell you the number of the page off by heart with the old pack. I haven't quite digested it to that point. But yeah, the whole section about your fabulous first week, there's some great kind of... things to help you springboard, first one being a food diary, so you know, and a great shopping list, great place to start. I mean, I am awful at spreadsheets. I could just about read the one we have for the podcast and add up a column of numbers, so I'm not committing to spreadsheets, but I'll read yours, Claire.
Yes, I mean, colours are helpful, I've got to say, and borders and outlines,
but I'd spend 7 hours making it look pretty and then there'd be no content.
So the problem is, though, when we try and print the spreadsheet that me and Anna use for planning the podcast, which it has years. I mean, if anyone deleted this spreadsheet, we would cry.
Yeah.
But we could search all the past episodes, of which we have quite a back catalogue. If you ever have a, you know, you're doing a spring clean maybe and you want to just stick a few episodes in the background. But when we try and print it, it's always really small font. That's the downside of printing spreadsheets.
Any way we can print it larger?
I try to print it on A3 to try and get as big as I can, really, to try and fit it on the page.
Generally,
it is tiny, tiny size.
He's got a staff room, though. We haven't.
Yeah.
Right, we need to be a teacher.
Yeah, or know a teacher. Yeah.
Right. Okay. If you know, you know.
I'm going to the school office tomorrow. Tap up the photocopier.
Ray, it's been really great to chat with you and just find out a little bit more behind, you know, the photo of the new icon, the man behind the photo. And we wish you and Amy, you know, the best of luck and congratulations for both of you on your hard work and your journey.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been brilliant.
We will be back next week. In fact, I'm just going to open the spreadsheet.
The
spreadsheet. This is a very important title. If you're a Slimworld member, you'll know that next week is a members only podcast. You can find it in the app. And the title of this podcast is How to Lose Weight Every Week, No Matter What. If that doesn't tease you, we don't know what will. We'll be back very soon. Have a great week, whatever you get up to, and enjoy your food.
Bye for now.